I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County focuses on affordable housing. Stanford students face felony charges for a pro-Palestinian protest. Autonomous vehicles are allowed in a San Francisco car-free zone. And Oaklanders are now voting for a new mayor. The Marin County Board of Supervisors will decide this week whether to fill a gap in the funding for the proposed Oak Hill Apartments. It'll be the largest affordable housing project on unincorporated land in nearly 50 years. The 8.5-acre development, sited behind the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center, has been in the works for 5 years. The Marin Community Development Agency will recommend to the supervisors at a Tuesday meeting that the county pitch in $10 million of a $16.5 million shortfall. For guaranteeing the funds, the county would secure 34 housing units for its own employees. Almost two-thirds of Marin County workers commute from other counties. Monthly rents in the county average close to $3,000, and 60% of renters can't afford that. That's according to a new housing study that was made public last week called Rooted in Marin. It has recent data, case studies, and renter protection policies. The data revealed stark racial disparities and a growing number of homeless. Organizers from the county have been using the report to conduct outreach efforts. On Monday night in Novato, about 25 people gathered in a gym to discuss the findings. Most of them were Hispanic renters, the population hurt disproportionately by the county's housing crisis. The next community meeting will be in San Rafael on April 18th, and a virtual meeting will be held April 22nd. Registration is required at rootedinmarin.org. 12 pro-Palestinian protesters who allegedly barricaded themselves inside Stanford University's president's office in 2023 have been charged with felony vandalism and conspiracy to trespass. Last week, Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen said the protesters caused over $360,000 in damage. The group allegedly poured fake blood, broke windows, and videotaped themselves listing demands. 8 of them are Stanford students. Charges were dropped for a student journalist. The Council on American-Islamic Relations condemned the charges as an attack on free speech, but Rosen replied, "Dissent is American, vandalism is criminal." Rosen is recommending community service and restitution instead of prison time. Since 2020, private cars have been banned from a 2-mile stretch of San Francisco's Market Street. Only public transit, taxis, commercial, and emergency vehicles have been allowed to use the road. But on Thursday, Mayor Daniel Lurie announced that Waymo's autonomous vehicles could begin operating in the car-free zone as early as this summer. Advocacy groups like Walk in San Francisco and Kid Safe San Francisco oppose the move, calling it a backward step that threatens safety. They say the AVs will undermine public transit. Muni is expected to issue service cuts starting June 21st. The city's municipal rail service faces a $50 million budget cut despite an increase in riders last year. Dylan Fabriz of the group San Francisco Transit Riders said, "Allowing Waymo exclusive access to Market Street essentially creates a nearly 2-mile-long city-sanctioned monopoly for the Google-owned tech company." Lurie and Waymo said the autonomous vehicles will complement public transit and aid mobility for people with disabilities. Voting has begun in Oakland's mayoral race. Drop-in voting and ballot drop-off voting is open at the Alameda County Registrar's Office from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The last day to vote is April 15th. The candidates are former Oakland City Council member Lauren Taylor, former U.S. Representative Barbara Lee, former Mayor Sheng Tao's advisor Renia Webb, Bay Area Council Vice President Suze Robinson, union worker Eric Simpson, Mindy Pachunik, Peter Liu, Elizabeth Swaney, and a woman named President Christina Grappo. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.